Hello, today the church celebrates the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 43. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the Scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes?' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of Aesop's fables is about a lion and a man arguing about humans being stronger than lions. The man insists that humans are stronger. To prove it, he takes the lion to a park and points out a statue of a man ripping apart the jaws of a lion. The lion looks at the statue and says, "That's nothing. It was made by a man." Aesop's point is this: sometimes we portray things not as they are, but as we would like them to be. Some theologians are concerned that today's Christians are doing that regarding God, stressing the attributes of God we like while playing down the ones that don't fit in with how we want to live our lives. They cite a tendency to stress God's love and mercy while playing down the fact that God is a just judge to whom we will one day have to give an account of our lives. The parable in our gospel gives us a summary of the biblical view of God. It shows God both as a patient parent and a just judge. Like the vineyard owner, God showed incredible patience with the leaders of Israel. He gave them every opportunity to change their ways. When it became clear, though, that more patience would be fruitless, God held them accountable for their actions. And we see this pattern in Jesus, the same gentle Jesus who said to the people, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart," also made a whip out of cords and drove the money changers from the temple. The same Jesus who said, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father," also said, "Whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." We need to know that God is patient and a just judge. God does love us, and God is always ready to forgive. But if we ask for forgiveness without a genuine change of heart or a true transformation of spirit, God will hold us accountable for our actions and attitudes. I'd like to close with a time-honored prayer by Pope Clement XI. It takes into account both aspects of God. "Lord, I believe in you. Give me a firmer faith. I hope in you. Give me surer hope. I love you. Make me love you more and more. I adore you as my first beginning and long for you as my last end. I praise you as my constant benefactor and call upon you as my gracious protector. Guide me in your wisdom. Restrain me by your justice. Comfort me by your mercy. Defend me by your power. I offer you my thoughts to be fixed on you, my words to have you as their theme, my actions to be done according to your will."